is always such a joy for me to come and worship with you.
每次来和你们一起敬拜神都是一个非常非常美好的事情。
And today is no exception to that. Praise God for His presence.
感谢神在我们中间。
There are several chapters in the book of Isaiah that talks about troubled times.
在以赛亚书中有几处地方提到了人在困苦当中的情形。
Chapter 14 of Isaiah is one of those chapters.
十四章特别讲到。
God wanted His people to trust Him during those times. During those times.
神对他的民讲话，希望他们能够相信他的应许。
Today we're going to look at verses 1 to 3 of that chapter where he is drawing our attention to trusting his promises during these troubled times.
今天让我们来读一读一到三节。
Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, just pray right now that your presence would be felt here, Lord. We know that you're here. We know that if we counted the people, we would be one short because we know that you're here.We pray now, Lord, that you would speak to us, speak to our hearts, Lord. Pray that you would just prepare our hearts to hear what you have to say in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们天上的父啊，感谢你在我们中间，求你亲自对我们讲话。
It's interesting to me how God often allows me to experience what I'm going to talk about in an upcoming sermon.
每次牧师在准备他的讲话的题目的时候，他都感到神与他同在。
Today was no exception to that.
特别是今天，他在准备给我们的讲章的时候，也是感到神与他同在。
By the way, Jude, this is unusual for me to have an interpreter. So if I get lost along the way, just reach over and tap me on the shoulder, would you please? Okay, praise God.
因为他很少有人给他翻译，所以他就。觉得如果他要是一直讲下去的话，让我能够打断他。
I knew when Brother Paul finally got in touch with me that this was going to be a tough week.
我们教会的弟兄找这个牧师的时候，告诉他说我们这一周可能不是很顺利。
First of all, it was kind of late in the week, and usually when I'm going to preach, I like to get a good start.At least a week ahead of time.
对，就是我们告诉他的时候呢，已经很晚了。一般他都需要就是很长的时间来准备。但是这次呢，就有点没有时间了。
There had been some confusion early in the week about who was going to preach today.
因为我们以前以为是另外一个讲员要来。
When the decision was finally made that it would be me, Brother Paul dutifully sent me an email.And just to be sure, he also called my home phone and left a message.
所以最后我们决定请这个我们今天这位讲员的时候，他就我们教会的弟兄给讲员打了电话，给他留了言。
Well, Satan must have been working overtime this week because the email went to my spam mail, and I never got his message until he called me a second time.
但是那天不巧那个我们弟兄给他的 email。被那个当做一个垃圾邮件了，所以他没看到。
Usually when I come home in the evening, I will check for messages only if I recognize a number on the caller ID.
他一般呢，如果有人给他留了言，他也不一定会听只是他如果他认识那个打电话的人，他一看这电话号码很熟悉，他才会听那个留言。
Of course, I didn't recognize Brother Paul's number, so I never checked my messages.
因为他不知道我们教会弟兄的电话，所以他也没去听那个留言。
I just thank God that Brother Paul was diligent and decided to call me a second time just to ensure that I'd either gotten his email or his call.
但是他感谢神，因为我们教会弟兄非常的勤奋，不停地给他打电话，所以终于他们才联系上。
But folks, I want you to know that God was not done with me yet.
但是好像还没有完。
I was up pretty early on Saturday morning to start preparing for today.
所以他星期六一早上就起来准备今天的讲章。
For the first time this year, my job called to say that they were having trouble with one of my programs.
但是呢，特别出人意料的是，他工作的地方竟然那当天给他打电话说他工作上出了一些意外，这个以前从来没有发生过。
And they were not going to be able to finish their work, for the weekend until I fixed it.
他们就要求我们讲员去把工作上的那个问题先处理好。
I'm not going to bore you with the details of the problem I had working on the problem, even though the resolution to the problem itself was very simple.
他这个工作上这个问题呢，其实解决的起来并不复杂，但是呢，去找出问题的原因却费了很长时间。
But through it all, I continued to focus on the part of my subject that says trusting God rather than the part that says troubled times.
碰巧是他当天准备的讲话的题目就是我们在艰难困苦中要坚信神的许诺。
Folks, I want to tell you today that God is faithful.
我想告诉大家的就是神是很守信用的。
Truly, we can trust him in difficult times.
我们在遇到困难的时候尤其需要信任他。
I'm a witness to that.
我本人就是一个很好的见证。
Thank God this morning for his mercy and compassion.
感谢主的恩典。
My prayer is that after today, you will be a witness too, if you're not already.
我求神让他也让你们大家成为他在这方面的好见证。
You know that you're in the midst of troubled times when the national debt is over $12 trillion and is increasing at the rate of around $1 million every 45 seconds.
大家知道我们现在正处在一个困难的时期，我们的外债正在急剧的增长。
You know you're in the midst of troubled times when foreclosure activity goes up 90% nationwide in 1 year.
而且我们这个房子的买房子人竟不断的破产。
That year was 2008.
那一年是2008年。
But still, even today, every 3 months, 250,000 new families in the United States enter into foreclosure.
但是就是现在，我们每个月也有很多很多的家庭因为付不起他们的贷款而不得不放弃他们的房子。
You know you're in the midst of troubled times when we're told that 46 or 50 states could file for bankruptcy in 2009 and 2010.
而且在2009到2010年当中我们全国就有许多的州纷纷表示他们可能将要破产。
This is supported by a study done by the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities.
这些都是有统计数据表明的。
This study revealed that 41 states faced a severe budget shortfall for 2009 and indeed could be headed toward bankruptcy.
这些数据都表明我们当前有很多的政府机构都是遇到同样的问题。
You know you're living in the midst of troubled times when a gunman walks into a college campus, kills 32 people and wounds many others and then proceeds to take his own life.
而且我们以前也有一段很艰难的时候，就是有一个人持枪到校园里面乱杀无辜的人，致使35个人丢了性命，而且他自己也自杀了。
You know you're living in troubled times when even in our local papers we read a few weeks ago about a 46-year-old who attacked an 83-year-old mom for cashing her disability check.
而且我们也知道前一阵子有一个40多岁的人竟然把他自己80多岁的母亲痛打了一顿，就是因为他为了一些钱的缘故。
Turns out that mom really hadn't cashed the check at all. The check just arrived late.
但是这个打人的人他以为他妈妈用了他的钱，其实他妈妈并没有碰他的钱。
We're living in troubled times, folks.
这些种种这些让人难过的事情都表明我们现在处在一个很艰难的时期。
This morning we're going to look at a few promises of God that helps us to make it through these troubled times.
所以今天就请大家跟我一起看一看神对我们的应许。
Earlier this week I heard a story about a little boy that went to the local corner store to buy a box of detergent.
我还听说有一个小孩他到他们家附近的一个小商店去买一些洗衣粉。
The cashier wanting to encourage the child said to him, "It's so nice of you to run errands for your parents."
这个卖东西人一看到小朋友来买东西就想鼓励他说，哎，你自己来买东西真的挺好。
Are you also going to do the laundry for them? She said.
他说啊，你买了洗衣粉以后回家是不是还要帮你父母洗衣服啊？
The little boy said, "No, I'm not going to do the laundry. I'm going to wash my cat."
这个小孩说，我不是买洗衣粉，不是要洗衣服，而是要洗我的猫的。
The cashier explained to him that detergent was not good for washing cats, but the little boy refused to listen.
这个卖东西的人就说，洗衣粉洗猫是不行，但是这个小孩却不听。
The next time the little boy came into the store, the cashier asked him.How's your cat?
过了几天，这小孩又到商店里来。那卖东西的看着他说，哎，你的猫怎么样了？
The boy hung his head in sadness and said, "My cat died."
小孩他就低下头说，我的猫已经死了。
The cashier said to him, "I'm sorry to hear that. Did he die from the detergent you washed it with?"
卖东西人就说，哎呀，太不幸了！他是不是因为让你用洗衣粉洗了以后就死了呢
？The little boy said, "No, I don't think it was the detergent that killed him. I think it was the spin cycle."
他说，可不是洗衣粉，而是那个洗衣机的转速不对。
Did you ever feel like you were caught up in a spin cycle?
你们有没有觉得自己就像那只猫一样，在一个洗衣机的滚筒里面被滚来滚去呢？
Can you remember a time when you were bombarded with problems?
你还记不记得你的人生中有的时候是充满了困难呢？
A time when stress came in waves.
那些时候你承受了巨大的压力。
If so, then you know exactly what I mean when I say that sometimes life feels like the spin cycle.
如果有这种情形的话，你就能理解我为什么说人生就像在洗衣机的滚筒里面一样。
Some of you probably experienced what I'm talking about a few weeks ago when you lost power.
你们当中有些人也许记得前几周我们没有电的时候。
I lost power for 2 days and felt like my world was falling apart until I heard that many people lost power for 4 or 5 days and even up to a week.
蒋元自己家里面停电停了两天，他就觉得已经很不方便了。但是他也知道有许多人家停电长达4-5天之久。
But our God is a compassionate and God and offers a supernatural peace that helps us to deal with these temporary problems.
但是我们的神他却是有恩慈怜悯的心，他经常在这些困难的时候向给我们带来平安。
Paul says in Philippians 4:7 that God offers us a peace that transcends all understanding.
保罗在腓立比书讲到神带给我们的平安是超越一切的。
Not only that, but he says also that his peace will guard our hearts and our minds.
他还说神的平安会指引我们的心灵和我们的头脑。
He goes on to tell us in that same chapter that what we need to do is to think on those things that are right.
他就是提醒我们，当我们遇到困难的时候，脑子里面应该想的是正确的事情。
Those things that are pure and lovely.
是纯洁的，并且是可爱的事情。
Those things that are admirable, excellent, and praiseworthy.
是。可敬可佩的事情。
And indeed, the peace of God will be with you.
并且当时神是和我们在一起的。
In Isaiah 14, the question before the nation of Israel is, will you trust in God or your military and other militaries?
在以赛亚书14章，神向他的选民提出一个问题，就是你们是相信神呢，还是相信那些欺压你们的军队的威力呢？
In the first 3 verses of this chapter, prior to getting into what will happen to Israel's enemies, he tells them about 3 promises God has made.
在前面三节，神就给了他们一个应许。
We're going to look at several scriptures this morning that lend support to these promises.
让我们看看圣经里面是怎么讲的。
God has promised that not only would Israel be blessed, but the whole world would be blessed through his faithful people.
神曾应许不仅以色列人会被蒙福，并且全世界都将因以色列人而蒙福。
Throughout the Old Testament, God promised that through David's family, the whole world would receive the salvation through Jesus Christ.
在旧约里面，神曾经提到，通过大卫的家，全世界的人民都将要被蒙福。
We're still holding on to that promise today.
今天我们仍然，坚信神的应许。
The first verse in this chapter promises that God will have compassion on his people.
十四章第一节就向我们阐明，神对他的民是有恩慈怜悯的心。
So often we get caught up in Satan's scheme, and we tend to forget that.
但是通常人们被魔鬼所攻击，而忘了神的怜悯。
The only way to overcome this doubt is to strengthen our faith in the one that has made the promise.
所以我们就必须要坚定我们的信念。
The fact is, there's no other way to survive these difficult times.
但是，我们有什么方法可以从这些困难中走出来呢？
No doubt you're asking even now, how can I strengthen my faith when things are so difficult?
今天你也会问，当事情变得很糟糕的时候，我怎么样才能坚定自己的信心呢？
No doubt, like me,You quickly feel a sense of being overwhelmed when things start coming at you from all directions.
我和大家一样，当各种困难迎面扑来的时候，我们都有点手足无措。
Sometimes when the pressure starts to increase and the burdens get so heavy, our faith starts to waver.
当压力越来越大的时候，我们的信心就越来越动摇。
We ask the question,Is it even possible to have a strong, unwavering faith?
我们也会问，有一个不动摇的信心，这是可能吗？
Turn with me to Matthew chapter 9, and let's look at verses 20 to 22.
让我们再看一看马太福音九章二十到二十二节。
Just then, a woman who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years, came up behind him and touched the edge of his cloak. She said to herself, If I only touch his cloak, I will be healed. Jesus turned and saw her. Take heart, daughter, he said. Your faith has healed you. And the woman was healed from that moment.
讲到有一个女人患了十二年的血漏，来到耶稣背后摸他的衣裳穗子，因为他心里说，我只摸他的衣裳就必痊愈。耶稣转过来看见他，就说，女儿放心，你的信救了你。从那时候，女人就痊愈了。
What does it take to have this kind of faith?
要有这个女人这样的信心，我们需要做什么呢？
The woman says in verse 21, If I could only touch the hem of his garment.
因为这个女人说，我只摸她的衣裳就必痊愈。
I know that I'll be healed.
她知道她会被治愈的。
When Jesus saw her faith, he said to her in verse 22, Take heart, daughter, your faith has healed you.
当耶稣看到她时候就说，放心，你的信救了你。
We too can have that kind of faith once we're ready to move away from our own agendas.
一旦我们从自己的一些观念中走出来的时候，我们就会有同样的信心。
We must be ready to walk away from our own armies and our own abilities.
我们一定要舍得放得下自己的军队和自己的一些能力。
We must realize that there is nothing that we can do in our own power to overcome these difficulties.
我们要知道，我们本人拥有的能力和力量是不足以对抗生活中这些苦难的。
But because of His power, we will survive these troubled times.
但是因为有了神的能力， 我们就可以从困难中走出来。
Jesus said in Matthew 28:18, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me."
耶稣曾经再次说过，天上地下所有的权柄都已经交给我了。
Then he goes on to say in verse 20 of that same chapter, "And surely I'm with you always, even to the end of the very age."
他也告诉我们，一直到世界的末了，他都是和我们在一起。
What a great promise.
那是一个多么伟大的应许。
All we need to do is grab hold of it.
我们只需要紧紧抓住他的手。
I love these opportunities to preach because of the way God works more in me than he does through me.
我很喜欢给大家讲道，因为我知道神是在我里面做工，而不是通过我。
I love the first-hand experience that I always get on the subject matter.
我很喜欢在准备讲道过程中自己也能学到了很多东西。
I told you earlier about a couple of cases, but there was an even more poignant situation wherein God actually allowed my faith to be put to the test this week.
神在本星期里就对我有很多的试炼。
A few weeks ago, a whole bunch of us from our church went by the hospital to see a lady from our congregation that was very, very sick at the time.
几个星期以前，我们教会的一些人到医院去探望一个生了病的女士，这个人已经病得很厉害了。
We had all been asked to pray for her, even though the prognosis did not appear to be hopeful at that time.
那个时候，医生的诊断是非常非常没有希望的，但是我们还是要为他祷告。
I remember the doctor coming into the waiting room that night, and the most hopeful thing that she could say offer was, "We'll keep fighting for her life as long as she keeps fighting."
他还记得那时候医生走进来跟他们说，如果病人自己是为他的生命而努力的话，我们也只能尽力而为了。
But the doctor said, "There's not much more we can do at this time."
医生表明他们已经无能为力对他的病情。
We all prayed and then left to go home.
他们就在医院里面祷告，然后就各自回家了。
As we got to the parking lot, the woman's brother began telling me and another lady from our congregation how Christians sometimes pray, but they don't really believe God will do what they're asking for.
他们走到停车场的时候，这个病人的弟弟就提到，基督徒经常聚众祷告，但是他们有几个人真正相信他们祷告的能力呢？
We talked about how so many Christians were praying for his sister, but if they could see her, as we had just done, many, if not most, would not believe there was any way that she would be healed from this situation.
我们也很坦白地讲到，虽然很多教会的人都去为他的姐姐祷告，但是很明摆着，大多数人已经不相信能有什么，回天之力可以挽救他的生命。
Actually, the hospital staff did not let me in to see the woman that night, but I had gotten a vivid description from the family members and the doctors about what she looked like.
事实上，讲员他当天晚上也没有亲眼看到病人的情况，只是从别的人口中得知他是病得怎么多么多么厉害。
It was actually Tuesday night of the following week when I actually got a chance to see her.
他直到第二个星期的星期二晚上才亲眼看到了这个病人。
As I prayed with her, her brother's words kept coming to mind.
他在为这个病人祷告的时候，不断地想起病人的弟弟曾经说过的话。
How do I pray for this lady and really believe that God would heal someone who was so sick?
他就想，我怎么样能为这个人祷告，并且相信神有能力治愈如此的病情如此严重的人呢？
Oh, I knew all the time that he could, but would he heal her?
他知道神是有能力可以治愈病人的，但是他却不知道神是不是愿意这么做。
I have to stand before you here today and tell you, folks, that there was some doubt in my mind, even as I prayed with her.
今天我面对大家，我就不得不告诉你们，我当时，跟他面对面为他祷告的时候，心里面还是有这些疑虑的。
We left that night, and then my wife and I went back to see her on Thursday.
他们当天晚上回家以后，隔两天，星期四，他和他的太太又去看望病人。
I could not believe the miraculous recovery right before my eyes.
他无法相信，病人竟然痊愈的，非常非常好。
This woman was actually out of bed and talking more than I had ever known her to talk since I had known her.
病人当时已经可以下床走动，而且不停地说话。
Were it not for the hospital surroundings, you would have had no idea of how sick she had been just a couple of days earlier.
如果不是因为在医院的话，没有人能相信她曾经病得如此严重。
All I could do at this point was to look toward the heavens and say, God, you did it to me again, didn't you?
讲员他只能望着天说，神啊，你又一次地向我证明。
In spite of all of my doubts and my fears, you went ahead and accomplished all that you wanted to accomplish.
尽管我们有如此多的恐惧和焦虑，你也是成就你的大事。
I could feel God tugging at my heart, saying, Brother Bob, listen, if you're going to preach about my faith, then I want you to show some.
他知道神对他讲说，鲍勃，如果你要是真的要向世人传讲我的福音的话，我要让你知道一些我的所作所为。
I'm here to tell you this morning, my friends, God is faithful, and he can and will do all that he has promised to do.
所以我今天要向大家讲说，神是非常非常信实的，他承诺的事情一定会办到。
Yes, we can strengthen our faith in troubled times, even to the point where we have an unwavering faith, such as that of the woman that had the bleeding for 12 years.
我们也许有的时候会像那个得血漏的女人那样，有一些很强的信心。
We can do this by realizing that our faith is centered in Jesus, the one who has all power and authority on heaven and on earth.
只要我们清楚地认识到，一切都是以耶稣，主耶稣基督为中心的，因为他的能力都是在天上。
We can strengthen our faith by believing that he is glad to answer our prayers.
而且我们也知道，神是非常喜悦回应我们的祷告的。
We can strengthen our faith by realizing that everything doesn't have to be perfect in our life for Jesus to work with us.
而且我们也应该认识到，神和我们同工，并没有要求我们本人要多么的完美。
He can work around our hang-ups, just as he did for me as I prayed for the woman from our congregation.
他在我们身上做的工，就像当我为那个病人祷告时，虽然我心里面有疑虑，神还是通过我来做工。
We find the second promise, the Lord will rescue us in verse 2 of our text.
下面在以赛亚书14章第二节讲，我们可以看出神对他的民是会施行拯救的。
They will make captives of their captors and rule over their oppressors.
就像经节中讲到，耶和华的地上的他必掳掠先前掳掠他们的辖制，先前欺压他们的。
There are so many situations around us that steal our joy.
但是我们周围有很多事情会来把我们的喜悦去抢走我们应有的那些喜悦。
There's the war in the Middle East.
在中东有战争。
There's also the sad state of economy here in the U.S.
在美国有很差的经济情形。
We talked a minute ago about the rising tide of sin and violence in the world.
我们也讲到世界上充满了罪恶。
This is a distressing state of affairs that proposes to steal our joy and peace.
在这个非常令人沮丧的时代，神也还是能给我们带来平安喜乐的。
Yet, through it all, we look around us and see those who live lives of wickedness prospering.
虽然有的时候我们环顾四周，发现那些不够诚实的人 却能够亨通发达。
Psalm 37 verses 1 to 3 says, Do not fret because of evil men, or be envious of those who do wrong, for like the grass they will soon wither, like green plants they will soon die away. Trust in the Lord and do good.
诗篇37篇讲到，不要为作恶的心怀不平，也不要向那行不义的生出嫉妒，因为他们如草快被割下，又如青菜快要枯干。
In these verses, David addresses a problem that has plagued God's people since the beginning of time.
大卫讲的这些话是我们很多人的心声。
That problem is, why do the wicked seem to prosper while the righteous suffer?
因为大家通常不明白为什么作恶的反倒亨通呢？
Whether we ever say it or not, we have to admit that this is also a problem with which we struggle from time to time.
这个问题也是我们大多数人经常想不明白的。
Psalm 37 tells us that in the midst of it all, there's hope for us.
但是诗篇37告诉我们，在这种情形当中，我们也应该能看到希望。
David makes it clear in these verses that we're to trust God's promises.
因为他告诉我们，一定要坚信神的应许。
We must remember that things are never as they appear to our human vision.
我们要记住，我们人眼所能看到的并不是事情的真相。
2 Corinthians 5:7 tells us that we walk by faith, not by sight.
哥林多后书告诉我们，我们行事为人要靠信心，而不是靠眼见的。
Even when things look like they are going totally wrong in our lives, God is still working out His eternal purposes for us.
因为即使有的时候许多事情看起来不能让人理解，但是我们要坚信神还是万事效力让爱神的人得益处。
Therefore, we must learn to trust God in all of life.
所以我们要学习在生命的各个层面都相信神的应许。
There will be times in our lives when it will be difficult to figure out exactly what God is doing.
在人生的有的时候，我们不知道神的神到底做的有什么用意。
Those are the times when we must learn to trust God anyhow.
但是在这样的时候，我们要分外的信赖仰望神。
Hebrews 11:6 says, "And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists."And that he rewards those who earnestly seek him.
希伯来书六章十一节说，人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
May I suggest to you this morning that when you're in the midst of those troubling or difficult times, that you seek him with all of your heart.
所以今天我劝大家，当你们遇到很多困难的时候，你们要分外的相信神。
And in fact, if you seek him with all of your heart, he will find you.
如果你们全心的信赖仰望他，他也会能够找到你，垂听你。
If we would only learn to live for him, we would see him bless us in a multitude of ways.
如果我们为神而活，你会发现神给我们的给我们的祝福将会是非常非常巨大的。
Matthew 6:33 says, Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well.
马太六章讲到，你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
The whole point here is this. If you will walk with your faith in God and live your life to please him, he will commit himself to taking care of you.
如果你们与神同行，一心要讨神的喜悦，神也会对你们有很大的祝福。
We simply need to trust God and live for Him.
这是我们要强调的，我们要相信神与他同行。
Quite often when life for us takes a bad turn, we tend to focus on the problems that arise around us.
当遇到不如意的事情的时候，我们通常会只看到眼前的困难。
When this happens, we become defeated and start to feel depressed and fall into sadness.
如果这样的话，我们就是被自己的悲观失望所压倒，而会会失去这个得胜的机会。
However, Psalm 62:8 tells us that we are to trust in the Lord at all times.
但是诗篇62告诉我们，我们无论到遇到什么情形，都一定要信靠神。
We are to let Him be the focus of all of our attention.
我们要让神是我们各个事情的中心。
Imagine the joy we would find in life if at all times we would just focus on who He is to us.
如果我们能够注目仰望神，看他到底是什么样的神，我们的生命中会有许多的喜悦。
What He has done for us.
我们要专心的思考神为我们做的事情。
Where He's taking us.
神让我们去的地方。
And how much He loves us.
而且神是多么的爱我们。
Even the darkest days can be endured because we know that the problems are temporary and something better awaits us down the road.
那样的话，即使在最人生最困难的低谷的时候，我们也是能够得胜。
When we are lost in Him, then our will and our desires will also be lost in Him.
如果我们在神眼中迷失的话，我们的罪和我们的欲望也会被丢掉。
When this happens, He will lift us up out of all of our sadness and fill us with His glory.
他就会把我们托起来，给我们他的荣耀。
Remember, my friends, it is God who is working in you.
记住，是神在你里面动工。
It is His purpose to develop His image more perfectly in you, and sometimes that may require Him to put pressure in your life.
因为他是需要把你塑造成一个更加美好的人，所以有的时候他不得不给你一些压力。
But don't ever give up.
但是不要放弃。
Rather, what you should do is to give in to Him and know that He will see you through.
你们就要把自己全然委身于神，让神带领你走过困境。
Finally, Isaiah gives us the third promise in verse 3 of our text.
在以赛亚14章第三节，他又告诉我们。
The Lord will give us relief from suffering.
神会在患难中带来安慰，减轻痛苦。
In spite of the fact that we live in a difficult world.
虽然我们生活在一个充满困难的世界。
In spite of the fact that we're in the midst of unsettled and uncertain times.
虽然有很多不安和焦虑。
I want you to know today, my friends, that you can still enjoy peace in the Lord.
我想告诉大家，你们仍然可以享有平安。
The second question that most of us have had to deal with at one time or another in our lives is why does God allow suffering?
另外一个常问的问题就是，为什么神会允许人有痛苦？
We may have been consoling a friend that was experiencing a loss, or we may ourselves have been asking the question.
当我们问这个问题的时候，也许我们看到身边的人在受苦，也许是因为我们自己在受苦。
But nevertheless, we all had to come face to face with that question at one time or another in our lives.
但是不管怎么说，我们人生当中多多少少会有时候遇到一些情景，让我们不得不问这些问题。
Notice that in verse 3, Isaiah does not say that God will end all suffering.
你们注意，在第三节，神并没有应许他们说神将会把一切痛苦都终止。
But he does say that God will provide relief from it.
但是却告诉他们，神会带给他们安慰，减轻他们的痛苦。
Paul and Barnabas tells the churches in Lystra, Iconium, and Antioch, we must go through many hardships to enter into the kingdom of God.
保罗也曾经对他的会众说，我们必须要经过很多的艰难，才能够进入神的国。
Paul says again in 2 Timothy, chapter 3, verse 12, in fact, everyone who wants to live a godly life,In Christ Jesus will be persecuted.
他说，不但如此，凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的，也都要受逼迫。
And then finally, Peter tells us in 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 through 15. Dear friends, do not be surprised at the painful trial you are suffering, as though something strange was happening to you. But rejoice that you participate in the sufferings of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when his glory is revealed. If you are insulted because of the name of Christ, you are blessed.For the spirit of glory and of God rests on you. If you suffer, it should not be as a murderer or a thief or any kind of criminal or even as a meddler. However, if you suffer as a Christian, do not be ashamed, but praise God that you bear that name.
在彼得一书四章十二到十六节，他说：亲爱的弟兄啊，有火炼的试验临到你们，不要以为奇怪，似乎是遭遇非常的事，倒要欢喜，因为你们是与基督一同受苦，使你们在他荣耀显现的时候也可以欢喜快乐。你们若为基督的名受辱骂，便是有福的，因为神荣耀的灵常住在你们身上。你们中间却不可有人因为杀人、偷窃、作恶、好管闲事而受苦。若为做基督徒受苦，却不要羞耻，倒要因这名归荣耀给神。因为时候到了，审判要从神的家起手。若是先从我们起手，那不信从神福音的人将有何等的结局呢？
Peter says in these verses, we should not be surprised when we suffer, but in fact, we should expect it.
彼得告诉我们，当受痛苦试炼的时候，不要觉得惊慌，因为这些都是啊，确实就是很平常的。
We should expect it if we are earnest about being the salt of the earth.
我们要欢喜快乐，因为那会使我们变成世界上的盐，做盐做光。
We should expect it if we are truly, if we truly want to be the light of the world.
我们要欢喜快乐，因为通过试炼，我们会变成世上的光。
We should expect it if we are serious about reaching the unreached peoples of the world.
我们也要欢喜快乐，因为通过试炼，我们会能够能够和那些平时不太能够接触的人能有接触。
We should expect it if we have decided in our hearts that it is right to expose the works of darkness and to loose the bonds of sin and of Satan.
我们要欢喜快乐，因为通过试炼，我们可以向世界宣告，我们已经战胜了罪恶和撒旦的功。
Indeed, we will suffer.
事实上，人都是要受苦的。
But folks, I want to tell you this morning that that's not the end of the story.
但是，大家告诉大家，受苦并不是一切的终结。
Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 7 to 9, But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us.We are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed.
保罗在哥林多后书四章七到十节讲到，我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。我们四面受敌，却不被困住；心里作难，却不致失望；遭逼迫，却不被丢弃；打倒了，却不致死亡。
Why? Because Paul goes on to tell us in verse 14 of that same chapter, we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us with him.
他接下来在十四节也讲到。自己知道，那叫主耶稣复活的，也必叫我们与与耶稣一同复活。
Not only that, but verses 16 to 18 says, Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes on what, not on what is seen,But what is unseen? For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal.
在十六到十八节，他也讲到，所以你们不要丧胆， 外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天心思一天。我们这至暂至轻的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
I like the way Paul calls his troubles light and momentary.
当保罗形容他的苦难，他用的词是至暂至轻。
I'm sure by that he does not mean that they are easy and are not painful.
保罗并不是说这些苦难是容易承受并且是没有痛苦的。
But compared to what's coming.
但是和将要来到的荣耀相比。
His current afflictions are minor.
现今的痛苦是微不足道的。
What Paul is saying is, the best is yet to come.
保罗告诉我们，好的还在后面。
Compared to the glory that is promised, his current afflictions are like nothing.
和我们以后的荣耀相比，现今的痛苦并不算什么。
Paul said on another occasion, I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory to be revealed in us.
保罗说，我们以后的荣耀，看着以后的荣耀，知道今天所受的痛苦并不算什么。
I do not lose heart, for my afflictions are light.
我们不丧胆，因为我们的苦楚是至暂至轻的。
How about you?
你是怎么样想的呢？
Have you lost heart?
你有没有丧胆呢？
Are your trials getting the best of you?
你们有没有
Are your trials getting the best of you?
你们有没有通过试炼而变得越来越好呢？
Has your suffering caused you to lose faith?
你们的试炼有没有使你们失去信心呢？
Take heart, Jesus says, for I have overcome the world.
耶稣曾说，不要担心，我已经胜过了世界。
My brothers and sisters, if you're feeling distressed for any reason, before you leave this place today,
弟兄姊妹们，如果你们为了任何缘故而承受苦难，
I want you to know that my purpose is to give you a word from the Master for why you don't have to lose heart.
我让你们希望你们能够记住，我今天想告诉你们的就是，我们的主告诉我们不要丧胆。
I want to close by giving you several reasons why you can be renewed day by day.
我想告诉你们为什么我们内心会一天心思一天。
You must realize that the power of God and the life of His Son are being manifested in your weakness.
因为你们要知道，主，我们神和他儿子的能力，在我们的痛，在我们受的试炼当中会被显明出来。
You must be aware at all times that the life of Jesus is flowing through your suffering into the lives of other people.
我们要知道，主的恩典会通过我们受的苦难向我们显现，并且流向别的人。
You will feel renewed every day when you know that God sustains you in your afflictions and will not let you be destroyed.
当我们知道神通过我们的苦难而坚强我们的时候，我们就会不丧胆。
Your afflictions will not have the last word.
因为我们所受的苦并不是终极的苦。
You will rise from the dead with Jesus and the Church of God and live in joy forever and ever.
因为我们会与我们的主耶稣基督一同复活，并且在永生里面直到永远。
Remember, my sisters and brothers, your afflictions are momentary.
弟兄姊妹们，请你们记住，苦难都是暂时的。
They are only for now, not for the age to come.
苦难都是现今的。不是永恒的。
Your afflictions are light.
你们受的苦是很轻。
Compared to the pleasures of what is coming, they are as nothing.
因为与我们将要承受的荣耀相比，今天的苦是非常微小的。
These afflictions are producing for you an eternal reward and glory that is beyond all comparison.
和我们以后所承受的荣耀相比，今天受的苦还能算什么呢？
Let's pray.
我们一起低头祷告。
Heavenly Father, I do pray for those that are distressed today.
主啊，我们为今天承受苦难的人祷告。
Lord, I pray for those that are going through tough times.
我们为那些遇到困难的祷告。
I pray for those, Lord, who are experiencing extreme difficulties.
我们为那些遇到很大压力的祷告。
We just lift them up to you, Lord.
我们把这些人带到你面前。
We drop them, Lord, at the foot of the cross.
我们把它放到你的十字架脚下。
We pray for relief, Lord, because only you can give us that relief.
求你给他们安慰，减轻他们的痛苦。
We pray for your joy and your peace in our lives.
求你给他们平安和喜乐。
We want to thank you, Lord, that these burdens are not too strong for you.
感谢主，因为这些重担在你眼中都不算什么。
We want to thank you, Lord, for the promises that you've given us in your word.
感谢你给我们的应许。
Thank you, Lord, for the faith that you've given us in you.
感谢你给我们对你的信心。
We praise you, Lord, for your faithfulness through it all.
我们求你的信实。
In Jesus' name, we pray these and all other blessings.
我们以耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.